Now, you may have seen this story in the news. It hasn't had much coverage for one reason or another. But in summary, the Home Office have a detention centre for unaccompanied child refugees. And Robert Jenrick, who's the immigration minister, decided to visit. And in the immigration centre, somebody had painted a nice Disney mural, Mickey Mouse, just to make the place a bit brighter. And Robert Jenrick decided that actually that was too nice, too welcoming, and that the Home Office and therefore the taxpayer should spend money covering it up just to make the place a bit more miserable. So what would have been, I would assume, a generous act from somebody who wanted to spend some time making this pretty grim place just a bit nicer for children, has had their work just wiped over. Now, I'm not going to get into a debate about immigration and immigration policy. I mean, I think these things are quite separate. Whatever the reason why, and you can argue about this, unaccompanied children have arrived, some of which will be asylum seekers. Now, you might argue about the percentages, but some will be asylum seekers coming from places that are where their lives are in danger. And then they are effectively imprisoned in these centres. And some small part of making that place nicer for them, a government minister has come in and decided that no, that's no good. They have to be more miserable. Now, I just want you to think for a moment the thought process behind that decision. Literally, the only reason to do this is to make children more miserable and more scared. And just slightly, I mean, the mural might not have made a huge difference, but it brightened up the place. What sort of person decides that spending taxpayers' money to make somewhere less pleasant for children is a good thing? No doubt it will appeal to the string 'em up hard right anti-immigrant bunch, but even they are trying to stop the adults, I guess, bringing these children over. They consider these children pawns. I don't know. I don't know what their problem is. But the children are innocent. No child decides to get in a boat unless they're encouraged to or feel they have to. So they come here to a pretty unwelcoming reception and they're put in a place that's effectively like a prison. And then this man, who no doubt comes from lots of money and a nice closeted life where he's never had to worry about his future, has decided to make their lives a bit more miserable with your money. Now, this man is in charge, or his party is in charge of this country, making decisions not about just asylum seekers, but about you and me. And anyone who decides to spend public money just to make the lives of the most disadvantaged children more miserable has no place in government.